This Sunday is Father's Day. And as you think about your dad, what memories come to mind? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, let's take some time to think about what fatherhood means. Not only earthly fatherhood, but heavenly fatherhood. Well, for many of us, our earthly fathers might have been the ones who taught us how to ride our bikes or tie our shoes or drive a car eventually. And it's appropriate to honor our fathers. God says, honor your father and your mother, and your days will be long on the earth. That's part of the Ten Commandments. But you know what's even more appropriate? Is to honor God, who is indeed our heavenly Father, who in fact can teach us how to do a lot of things, not even just the things of earth, but the things that we need to know about heaven and about Him and about living life. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. I'm an earthly father, and sometimes I don't do things just as I should. I can change, but God, our heavenly Father, does not change. I'm an earthly father who's made provision for His three children, but no matter how well I do, it's nothing like what God, the heavenly Father, can do. Let me make a suggestion to you on this Father's Day. Not only honor your earthly father as you should, and as the Bible tells you to do, but honor your heavenly Father. Think on the kinds of things that He has done to raise you in the nurture and admonition of our Lord, and what He has done to see change happen in your life. And remember, too, to share His unsearchable riches and infinite love with all those around you, not just today, but every day.